Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So I said, red wine in, custard out.
That's so weird.
Away from one.
I tell you, I am so excited.
Just can't hide it.
I just can't hide it. I'm raised up on my seat with excitement. My buttocks are clenched and I'm raring to go, big boy.
Loving your work.
I know. I don't know where that's coming from. Hello, here we are. Here we are in a kitchen in Cheshire.
And another weekend. We don't normally do these on weekends. No. Last one we did on a weekend. And guess who's with us again?
Hello.
Harry Mary.
Harry Larry Mary. Well, the reason why we chose to do it again on a weekend, because we had so much fun last time.
We did.
And we thought,
as Bruce would say, what a lovely audience.
Yeah.
Much better than the ones we had last
week. I know. She's a joy, isn't she?
Well.
You do try.
Anyway, here we are. If we were a bar, Watson's... Oh, no.
What?
Watson's taking himself off. Now, let me tell you. This isn't how was your day, but the other night, we let Watson out, because as you know, we're having our pond sort of redug.
Oh, yes.
I came home to
it's
find...
A long process,
didn't know anything
it?
About it. Came home to find Carl, right, in a digger, digging out the pond. What a mess. I was not impressed. And let me tell you, my voice... I actually screamed so much, I lost my voice. I didn't speak to him for the whole of that night.
Because you lost your voice.
I lost my voice. And he was sent to the other bedroom. I was so angry. Oh, here he is. He's back again. I have to let him in.
Right. So what was Watson doing?
Not Carl, the dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Carl's sat here, isn't he? So what did Watson do?
There was two stories there. Because Watson actually went out, because there's a big hole and there's a lot of water in there.
Yes.
He actually went out there on his own and decided to go swimming on what water was left there. So he came and caked in mud and clay.
Up to his chest, wasn't it, Mary? Up to his chest. We had to hose him down. I wasn't pleased. I don't know what he was doing, but then he was really weird, wasn't he, all night?
Oh, yeah.
He was really excited, wanted to hump Mary, as he always does.
Yes, he always does.
I don't know what it is about you, Mary, but he just sort of gets
my
excited.
Pheromones.
Is that what it is?
My pheromones.
Ah, there you go. So there you are. He's in, he's safe, he's not covered in mud.
No, he's dry as a bone.
What's he doing?
He's humping the blanket now.
He's not, is he?
No, he's making a nest.
Oh, he's making a nest. Yeah. Oh, look at him, bless his little cottons.
You make a little nest. He's going, fuck off and let me do it myself.
He doesn't realise it, but he has the power to take the podcast off at the moment because he's over the mains plug.
Oh, he is. I'll give him a new hairdo, won't
it? Will, yeah.
Bless him.
Do you know, should we open up the podcast proper?
Oh, come on, let's do it.
You know, last week I brought in the giant Watsits.
Yeah, I did.
And how much of a huge fan you were of them.
I am the crinkle and the crackle of the what have you got this week?
It's only giant Watsits.
Again.
There you go. Would you like to open up the podcast officially?
I noticed a pattern about this.
What's that?
Is it... The smell.
Oh, yes. It's a good waft, isn't it?
It's a good waft. And we haven't eaten tonight, so what did you just say?
What did you say? I missed that as well.
Hopefully everyone at home will have heard that, though.
Oh, look, Watson's here. Would you like a Watson? Watson?
Oh, well, I've heard it in the edit.
You can have that.
I'll be laughing at the desk.
Gently.
Oh.
There
He is very abusive.
Yes, exactly.
And would you like a finger?
Always.
Well,
always.
I've got some milk chocolate fingers. I looked purposely for white fingers this time, and they weren't on sale.
You were duped last week, weren't you?
I was duped. That's why I purposely went looking for the white ones, and they didn't have any white chocolate.
I'm very upset.
So am I.
Yes, because I was hoping to go back to B&M Bargains to get the Baileys.
Well, you don't want to go back in there, do you?
Well, I was stood there. I drove the car, and I was stood there, and I thought I looked, and I saw the same guy.
Oh, did you?
You traumatised.
And I was traumatised. I thought, I'm not going in, so I didn't go in.
Please show me who it is.
Please.
They've lost the customer, haven't they, after all that?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I will go to another B&M Bargain.
I've had a week with no
one.
Pot noodles from there, no matter how cheap they are.
Anyway, so here we are, enjoying our fingers and our giant Watsits together. Yeah. Wonderful. And of course...
Oh, Yvette's moved.
I know.
And there's some wine there. What is that, red? Is that
now, you see, Stuart from Most Haunted for my birthday.
Yes.
I was very impressed. Stuart bought me a whole case of Hardy's VR Merlot.
When you say a case, do you mean the kind of case you take on an airplane?
No.
Or was it like a proper case
of
wine?
It was a proper case of wine. I was so, honestly, I was really impressed.
Nice.
And this is the second bottle and I'm thoroughly enjoying myself. Mary's going to have an orgasm. No.
Or a sneeze.
Don't make me laugh. Oh, you ruined it now.
Oh,
she was
sorry.
Going to have a good sneeze then, weren't you?
Oh,
were you looking forward to it?
Sorry. Bitch.
Hang on. Mary's face.
Yeah. Not that again. Do you know that? Yes. Ooh. What was that?
I have wine.
Oh, I see. I was like clacking the glass of wine against the whatever that is. Water, juice,
what
I don't know.
What is going on?
I don't know.
Leave me alone.
I'm sorry,
stop
darling.
Bullying.
Sorry. Anyway, yes. How was your day, Glennon?
That's a very good question.
How was your day?
I've been stuck on one particular episode of a TV program on Netflix, which I've been watching over and over again, because every time I watch the story, it's just so unbelievable.
What is it?
I tweeted about it a couple of weeks ago. Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix.
All right.
Series 3, the second episode, is about a UFO incident.
Which one?
It's the one that was near Lake Superior, one of the Great Lakes in the States. And it wasn't just the sightings that had the police on dispatch chasing these lights in the sky, but and the multiple eyewitnesses from different counties within the area. But it was corroborated on radar. They've got the radar data of these things being tracked from the local weather centre. And the guy who's been a meteorologist for years knew what it was. Was not weather related. It wasn't a storm. It wasn't some kind of weird collection of hail and cloud or anything like that. It wasn't a tornado or anything. And it was a clear evening, starry night in the winter. And these things are moving around and with impunity, creating different movements and stuff like that. And the fact that the data's there and there's no denying it, something was in the sky.
What year? What year was it?
Well, we're talking around 1994.
So it's fairly recent in
The last 30 years, isn't it?
Your show term.
Yeah. So it was just a great story. And when you watch it, you think, this is just, why isn't anybody banging a drum about this more often? Because it's fascinating.
Well, Carl and I were watching, and it's on Sky, you download it. It's just called UFO.
Oh, yeah.
And J.J. Abrams has made it.
I've been meaning to look that for ages.
Oh, it's brilliant. I have to say, sort of, would you agree, Carl, sort of like after the sort of second or third episode, you're like, what's happening here? We just want a straight UFO documentary. It was diving into the fact that it was all about Bigelow, about all these bigwigs in the the Pentagon, how they were possibly covering up, how certain people were lying, all of this. And absolutely fascinating. But what Carl and I loved about it was watching all this footage of UFOs. It was really, really good and really interesting. Funny enough, on my Paranormal Activity podcast, I actually covered about UFOs, and I interviewed an expert on it, saying, are all these sites, mass sightings, are they all being covered up? And what they were saying on this UFO documentary, weren't they? They were saying that what the governments do is allow everybody to say, yes, it was a UFO. But actually, they're saying, no, actually, it's high tech that the US have invented or the Russians have invented. And
black
of course,
projects.
Yes, black projects. And we don't want to admit that. We want to let you all talk and think it's UFOs. But no, but actually, when when you listen and you watch the footage, you think, that's not high tech. That's something completely...
way beyond that.
The thing is, it's exactly the same as the paranormal. Nobody wants it when you've got proof positive evidence... that is out there, people don't want to admit it. They will do everything they can to discredit it, because if you can prove that there is UFOs and they and the government announce, yes, there are UFOs, if they can announce there's paranormal, there are ghosts and spirits walking around, it changes religion.
Yeah.
And religion's the biggest driver of you know, mankind. And that's the thing, that documentary we were watching, it's a very good documentary, to be fair. I mean, it does go on a bit, but it's that point. It's yet another one of those 5 or 6 series or episodes that should be one hour. Right. At one point, they're drawing out to such a degree. They've got one of the interviewers actually walks into the room, sits down on the chair, and there's a good sort of 30, 45 seconds before they've even got to a shot of him being interviewed.
Proper padding out of the nose.
Yeah.
Wow, come on.
Yeah.
Okay. We're
very, very...
stop being lazy.
Yeah, but really, really interesting. And also, it goes into theory. I believe they're talking about Skinwalker Ranch and other, like Rendlesham, where they talk about paranormal activity being in conjunction with UFO sightings. And I now...
I've been reading that.
...really, truly believe... that the two are connected. Now, that's interesting.
Oh, it is. I get really excited about this channel.
Way too serious.
Oh, I know.
Sorry, it is.
But yes, so if you get the chance then, if you're interested, go to Netflix. Unsolved Mysteries is the name of the series, but it's the third series. You can go straight to the third series, second episode, and it's about this UFO sighting.
You actually tweeted that a few weeks ago, didn't you? I remember seeing your tweet.
Yeah, you've got to see it. It's good. So good. Right.
Mm. And also UFO on Sky. Download that. How was your day, Mr.
And also on the buses.
That's a good one. How was your day?
Do you know what? Today, I've just been editing, so I've not really done much. I've kind of been going through that sort of painful bit of getting all shows ready for mastering, and it's the most laborious thing.
Oh, but essential and important, and we love you for it.
Do you know what, though? I should say this. This is why, you know, I don't know why people want to be accountants, but I'm so glad they are. I don't know why people want to be editors, but I'm so glad that they are. Oh. And thank you all for doing it, because... having done this, how people do it all day long, every day, it's just... oof.
Yeah, boggles the mind.
But hey...
you're getting on with it, and you're doing it, and you're fabulous.
It's done. It's
some
getting
people,
done.
Some people want... well, everybody wants to be a Prime Minister at the moment, and...
Oh, my God! Oh my, how was your day, Mary?
It was all right.
Good.
Good.
actually, no, I do have a point.
A point?
I do have a rant.
Go.
Right, I was driving along. Driving along, going somewhere, doing something. Can't really remember what I was doing. And there was a car waiting at a T-junction in front of me. And this twat saw me coming and decided that he was going to wait to the very last minute to pull out in front of me. So I decided that I was going to let him know with a very loud honk, a few choice swear words. And, you know, my other half was sat there going, oh, calm down. And I was going, no, you fucking idiot! Like that.
That's not a way to talk to your other half.
But my point is that if you have a green... new Mini, fuck you, learn how to drive, you absolute twat.
There's not everyone who's got a green new Mini.
No,
that's
just that one.
That's happened to me at a T-junction once. You've got the right of way and they're pulling out of the junction.
Were you in a green Mini?
No, I wasn't. it was a long while ago, but I ended up writing my car off because they pulled out last minute. Yeah.
What's that about?
I don't know. The guy who was driving, he wasn't looking in the direction I was coming from, and he was arguing with his girlfriend. He admitted.
Oh, okay.
So he was in the wrong.
Yeah, but don't forget, today no one knows how to fucking drive a car anymore. No. Everyone thinks lane 3 on a motorway is just to cruise along.
Yeah,
lane 1 is to cruise along. Lane 2 is for overtaking. Lane 3 is for emergency driving.
Anyway, how was
evasion.
My day?
For fuck's sake.
How was my day?
How was your day?
I'm still here. He was my day. How was my day?
How was your day?
My day was very interesting. And
why?
I'm bringing to you...
what's this? What is
right.
that?
Okay, so, as you know...
it's dirty.
It is dirty. I have cleaned it up as best I can.
It's still
what
dirty.
Can you see inside it?
Oh, hang on. There's a weird kind of mucky liquid at the bottom. And something I can't quite make out on the bottom if I hold it. The jar up.
Is it Yvette's lost pants?
Is that so small?
Is that hair in there as well?
Yeah, it is her pants.
Oh my god!
Where did you find this?
At the bottom of the pond.
No.
With the diggers.
Really?
Now, I'm putting... we've already discussed this, obviously, because it was a big family find.
It was.
It's really creepy. As you can see, there's a black seal on the top.
Yes.
And inside, there's like a big strand. You can see it's plaited and mm-hmm. it's hair.
Right.
And at the bottom, there's those little things sort of like swirling around. I think that's nail clippings of some sort. Now, Mary, mm-hmm. you are...
A beautician?
You are. You know about these sorts of things. What is this? I think I know what it is, but I want confirmation from the Queen of Witchcraft.
Well, that is a witch's bottle, from what I believe.
Did she not finish it?
She can't get your words out, can you?
No.
No, go on.
And these can be used, a lot of people think that they're used for evil, and they're used to ward away certain people, or even have revenge and almost, you know, bad karma being put on other people. You know the whole voodoo doll thing where someone would take a lock of hair and put it in the voodoo doll and certain personal possessions of that, and then they'll stab it and bad things happen to that person, blah, blah, blah. Same thing with that, but it can also be good stuff that can be...
So this plait here is obviously taken from somebody's hair, and also the liquid in here is mostly, am I right, Mary, urine. It's mostly urine.
I was
going to
ask if it was piss.
Yeah, it's urine, and it's, and the bit at the bottom, I think, it human nails. And they would do this, so if somebody was frightened that they thought that, oh, something evil's going to get me, they will cut a lock of their hair off, put it in the bottle, pee in it with some of their nails, and then they'll bury it in the grounds of the house.
It was all the person's things, not the witch's things.
Yes, a person's thing to say, this is warding off evil, nothing evil can come near me. But like Mary said, it could be the other way around as well. It could be something evil.
And we've taken it out.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So,
yes.
Do we open it?
No.
No, I'm not going to. Or do we rebury it?
I would rebury it. Only because
what do people think listening? Let us know what you think.
You can email us about this too.
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
What do you think?
I was just about to say that if anything's been sealed in a form of protection of witchcraft, it should never be opened because bad consequences can happen.
Bearing in mind what happened when we took that mummified cat out of the...
The bathroom.
Yeah,
never again.
Bathroom,
oh, it's under the bath now. Okay. So I'm going to... Carl, tomorrow, I want you to rebury that.
Okay.
Well, we'll wait till the listeners see.
What?
We've asked the listeners what they think.
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
Yeah, I'll put it on your windowsill. There you go.
Do you know what? What I'm going to do is I think I'm going to take it outside tomorrow because I think it should be outside. But if let's see what the listeners say, if we should bury it or open it.
Okay, that's interesting.
I've got a funny feeling most of them will say open it because you're sick.
<it's> sadistic.
Anyway, that was my day.
It was.
Very intriguing.
Now then, should we have a look at what emails have been sent in this week?
Yes, let's have a look at what emails have been sent in this week.
Car is band is corny. The fielding and the hunt. Send us your email. Don't be our
correspondent.
Even though accountant doesn't begin with C.
No.
Could do.
But I kind of felt like that.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
Don't be accountant.
Yeah, it could work.
Yeah.
Accountant.
Right.
No, that doesn't work, does it?
Have you got your reading giggles on?
I have.
I can't see because I've not got my glasses on.
Hey.
There you go.
Thank you. Why are you doing this? Just give me the freaking piece of paper.
I'm being playful.
I'm going to punch you right in the throat in a minute.
I love that.
Just give me the feckin' paper. He's been a bit...
I'm telling you, he's very playful today. Do you know what? I think something's happened to Glenn. I think he's got laid.
Have you?
I wish. No, I haven't. I'll tell you.
I can hear all the ladies out there going, Glenn, I'm having a good time.
Yeah, I wouldn't be waiting for a podcast recording to tell you. I'd be phoning you up from the bed.
Yeah, you would actually.
I'm doing it.
From a bloody telephone box. Never mind your bloody phone. In the secrecy of a phone box. Hello, Yvette, Glenn and Carl. Me and my partner James love the Anytime podcast. Every Thursday over dinner we listen, and mainly this involves laughing a lot whilst eating, so you can imagine the mess we potentially make. Our favourite is the snacks opening of the show, and very often in supermarkets we see the likes of cheesy balls and chocolate fingers and often think of you all, and we feel like we need to send you snacks. Usually when we see things abroad where there are tons of wrong and rude names. Croatia has a drink called Kokta, and our best friend, whipped cream, a.k.a. slag, which made us say, I'm sure at some point in their life someone has put slag on a slag. I don't understand any of that.
Whipped cream slag. Whipped cream on a slag.
I don't get it.
So imagine, right,
when you're having sex, you put some whipped cream on someone and lick it all off. Well, I don't, obviously.
But you can if you want to.
Have you done that, Mary?
No.
She has.
Oh my God, Mary, look at that smile.
I have not put slag on a slag.
Blood.
We did try it once
red.
With Thomas the Tank and Fromage Frey, didn't we?
Told that story. Terrible. Anyway, keep up the good work. Moving on. I still don't get that. I'm sure at some point in life someone has put slag on slag slag.
The slag is the name of the product.
Oh, I've got it. Sorry. John Eccleston and James Morris from Essington in Wolverhampton. I used to know a John Eccleston. John Eccleston, he used to be one of the puppeteers on What's Up Doc. He used to be one of the wolves.
Sylvia Eccleston was someone I used to go to school with.
There you go. Read the next one.
Oh, no, you do. All right, then.
All right, what?
There's more here.
Actually, you just heard then.
Right, Nicola from Newcastle under Lyme. I wanted to email to let you know about Cadbury's triple chocolatey fingers.
You need to try them now.
It's so much chocolatey goodness in every finger. Also, on a trip from Stoke to Warrington a few weeks ago, long way then, we spotted a van that made us chuckle. See picture. It got us wondering whether it was some sort of mobile lady garden service, of which Yvette might find useful.
Yeah,
Muff wash. Why?
Powerful jet.
They've
got a website and everything, haven't they?
Muff watch. I can't read.
Muff wash.
I can't read what it's. What does it say? You've got better eyes than me.
Let's see. Muffwash.co.uk. Premises in Wilmslow and Knutsford. Oh, they're not far away. Something coatings and accredited installer. Trade customers including Porsche and Ferrari. Oh, they all have a mushy.
So they did.
Vehicle enhancements and protection specialists.
So that it's not like they don't hose down a vagina.
Oh, so they would they do a scratch on my car? Because I've got a scratch on my car.
Doesn't sound like it.
Muff wash.
Yeah. Check out the website for details.
And their registration plate is D11MUF.
Private plate.
Sorry, I shouldn't read that out, should I? Not really.
Doesn't matter, they've got a website.
That's true. Here's the phone number, 07717 376 846, if you fancy a muff wash.
Nice.
There you go. Thank you so much, Nicola.
Do you know, there's lots of emails there where we're talking about food and snacks and everything. It has reminded me, I have brought something else for the podcast.
Oh my God, what have you got?
Now then, would you like, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh God, I'm excited.
Would you like a French fancy?
Oh, we like a French fancy.
French fancy for years. It's like a little cake with cream on top.
It's a mystic French fancy.
And I've got my cup of tea here already.
Do you remember the adverts for the voiceover for Mr. Kipling?
Oh, yes.
And it was that very nice little man's voice. It's like, what does Mr. Kipling do with his Sundays? He fills his tarts with cream.
Sounds like a possessive voice from The Exorcist.
There you go.
Oh my God.
Have a French
fancy. I'll have a lemon one. What are you going to have, Mr. Beattie? What are you going to have, Carr? What's your name? Glenith.
Glenith, yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to have,
I'll have a strawberry one, if that's
strawberry
okay.
Strawberry one. Oh, look, we've all gone for different ones,
exactly.
See?
That makes it easy.
Lemon for me.
Lemon, strawberry and chocolate.
Do you know, this is the first cake I've had for a long time.
Oh, really? You're saying you've had cake for a while, even?
I haven't had cake for a long time.
Interesting. But you've had pie.
Oh, God. And Mary's last atrocious.
This is the first fancy I've had for a while.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
And the French one, monsieur.
Did you ever do the thing if your kid get two of these and you eat everything but just leave the cream on the top and then stick them all together, a ball of cream?
Excuse me, are these the same size or are they smaller?
They are smaller, like everything else these days.
What's going on? Mm. Why is everybody making things smaller? Should they make my fanny smaller?
You do know you said that out loud, don't you?
Oh, shit.
Well, it would be nice to go in without touching this and touch size. What?
That's outrageous.
I've just got a very small penis.
God, that's lemony. Christ.
Oh, look at Watson.
I can't.
He's only got the blanket over the side of him. How did he do that?
Let me see. Bless him. He's a happy boy.
Isn't he?
These are. Well done, Glenith.
You're welcome. Yeah.
These are delicious. A French fancy.
I saw a French fancy and I thought of you.
Ah! A new thing that's gone tomorrow is wagon wheels.
Yeah. Or is that because we're bigger?
No.
Ooh, no, they've gone smaller.
Much smaller.
And did you know? You know, everyone keeps going on about Snickers.
Yes.
Oh, let me stop. Mary, could you stop the...
And they used to be going... Because they say, oh, they're marathon. Why do we call them Snickers?
Mm.
Did you know they were originally called Snickers?
In the UK?
Were they really? When they first came over here, they were originally called Snickers. But because it sounded too much like Knickers, they changed it to Marathon.
Ah.
Well, obviously, everyone's a bit more grown up.
Didn't know about that. That was delicious.
Well, there's more there, you might notice.
No. Take them away
from
me.
There's four left and there's four of us.
Stop it, Glenn.
What?
Why are you trying to be like a feeder?
But they're much smaller than they used to be.
They are.
A feeder, and you're a feeder as well.
Spoil yourself a little.
Go on, have a bit
more. No! Let me feed this in.
Come on.
You might want a bit later.
Cake.
I might do.
Yeah.
Definitely. Go on then. What's the next email?
Next email comes from, no less, from Sex Clock Tracy Higgins again.
Oh, I said it. Bloody hell.
Hello, everyone. Me and my fiancé was getting our groove on and getting frisky with each other. And in the middle of the moment, Andrew, I'm guessing his fella, let off a massive fart.
Oh, dear. Oh, God.
OMG. No. Talk about blowing your own trumpet at the wrong moment. She said. I hope she wasn't rimming him at the time.
Do you know what? Can anyone who's listening, has that ever happened? Have you been in the middle of a rim?
That's what she's asking us!
Is she really? Oh, no.
It's just, the funny thing was, I wasn't even disgusted with him farting, as I was too busy in fits of giggles, tears streaming down my face to give a shit. While this was going on, we were still joined together. Needless to say, we never finished the task. So has anything like that ever happened to any of you?
But you told me something quite amusing, Mary.
Which one?
No, about the woman waving.
Oh, yeah, that was that. And then I've got a personal one.
Go on, tell them.
There was this one person who put on this Twitter thing saying, please tell me your embarrassing sex story so I feel better about mine.
Oh?
And a guy was going down on her and they made eye contact and for some reason she waved.
As you do.
Hello. What's going down? What do you mean?
What's that?
Okay, what's right on the body? What's down from the head?
Belly button.
Belly buttons. Knees. Ankles.
In between those.
I know. Right.
Your flange or your willy.
I don't understand.
Right? Yeah. Going down means you're going from their face down to there. So your face is in line with
their
crotch.
What if they're upside down?
Crotch.
Then you're going up, aren't you?
I don't know.
Do you mean to tell me people are actually putting their face in there?
Oh, don't act so innocent. We know.
Me and your father. Me and your father have never done anything like that. It's not allowed.
How did I come to this planet then?
We just are straight.
Well, it wasn't
forward.
With my face in your mum's vagina.
No. Well, what happened was your mum sat in a chair and then she got up out of the chair quickly and Carl sat in the chair.
That's
or was it the other way around
about.
And that's how you
wasn't, I went over night and fucked a stork.
There was.
Oh, right.
That was one time that
God.
I had a cold.
Oh, God.
And I was visiting the realm of the downstairs and I ended up accidentally snotting on this person.
Oh, Mary, you just admitted it on a radio show.
In front of your parents.
I did.
Oh, dear. Did you apologise?
Really
did
she wave?
Did she give a handkerchief?
You know something, though? I've also accidentally blown a raspberry from laughing too hard at eye contact. Because I'll lock eyes with someone and I'll just go... But the problem is, when you're skin on skin, I go...
Oh, no. Did her ears pop out?
Yeah, enough of that now.
Okay, sorry. I get subjected to you two being violent.
Yeah, that's a parent's right, though, to embarrass children.
Well, now it's
just think, when you sneezed or when you snotted on the vagina down there, you could have had a tissue and gone, bless you, and then wiped it.
Yeah,
no, Grim. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah. Yes. Email here from Julie from Dover. Julie from Dover, that is. Hi, everyone. A slight variation on the theme of wetting and soiling yourself, which is something we've asked people to tell us about.
Yes.
When I was about 6 and my brother about 2, I'm now 53, so old enough to know better, we were sat at the kitchen table eating our lunch. The phone rang and Mum went off to answer it into the living room, leaving us on our own for 5 minutes. So this is the early 70s, back in the day when there was only a landline in the house and the telephone was rooted to the wall. My little brother needed a wee, so I persuaded him to wee in Mum's glass of orange squash. Like you do.
Oh my God!
Mum came back from her phone call and we watched her drink the squash and then throw up in the kitchen sink. I blame my brother totally, like you do. 47 years later, I still feel guilty, so I thought I'd share it with you to tell the world. Julie from Dover.
Julie, you queen, you. That's amazing.
I remember having that guilt.
More of those, please. Yeah. Any guilty stories? Yeah. Wonderful. Hi, Vet Glenn and Carl and Mary. I hope you and your families are well. And this email finds you. I've recently started to listen to your podcast as I travel up and down the country as a shop fitter and work nights. I have plenty of time to listen. You wouldn't believe the amounts of times I've been in traffic pissing myself laughing at the things you say in your infectious laughs. By the way, whose laugh sounds like Muttley from Wacky Races? That'd be Glenn.
Sometimes it's me, sometimes it's Carl, isn't it?
Carl, yeah.
We both got it.
Yeah. I especially like to listen and watch on your official YouTube channel when I'm stuck in the hotel. I got all emotional again seeing Carl outside the hospital when Yvette was having an operation. It reminded me of when my wife goes into hospital. I feel like a zombie and don't know what to do with myself, knowing I can't do anything. I hope you don't have to feel that way again, Carl. I, like Carl, love my wife so, so much and don't know what I'd do without her. Aww. Most people want to meet film stars and singers, not me. I just hope to meet you all one day on a Most Wanted experience if I can get some time off work. By the way, Carl, I've been to that coffee shop at Warwick Services and the staff were miserable sods. They didn't get my joke when I asked, did they sue the charm school? Kids, eh? Oh, I see. Anyhow, hope to see you all soon. Lots of love. Martin Lively. I hope I've said that correct, from Birmingham. Thank you, Martin, for your lovely, lovely email. And that's so lovely to hear that. He loves his wife so, so, so much.
And so you should.
And so you should. How lovely is that? She loves you, I'm sure.
Wonderful, beautiful thing.
We've got an email from Lisa Hadley in Liverpool.
Lisa
Hadley.
Now, it says, hello, Yvette, Glenn, Carl, and everyone else who may have joined you. So lovely to see Yvette and Glenn the other weekend in Lowlands. So, yeah, we were there. Hope you enjoy your raspberry gin, Yvette. Have you got raspberry gin?
Oh, she did. She bought me a beautiful bottle of raspberry gin for my birthday.
That's nice. Can't wait to see Carl and Stuart's in George's Hall at the end of October. Just a little update on me since I last emailed in. Things in work have escalated to the point where I've now been signed off with stress and currently looking for a new job. Well, you know, you want to get another job, don't you, if you're a bit stressed and fed up with it and things like that?
Life's too short to be stressed
at
work.
Yeah, of course it is. Anyway.
Tell them to fuck off.
Yes, I've been a bit up and down lately, but your podcasts have cheered me up, and here's the moment you've all been waiting for.
Way up.
She's only gone and sent us a quiz.
Yes!
Lisa, we do love Lisa's the quizzes.
I'm going to have an unloving lemon cake French
See,
fancy.
See, you're going for the French fancy again as well.
I've always liked Lisa's quizzes.
They are excellent.
They are fantastic.
I think almost because we did badger her when we saw her at Lowland. Yeah, send us another quiz, and here she has. So, I tell you what, teams of, one each.
Yeah, just chuck it out there.
Chuck it out there, and you can all buzz in with your name if you think you know the answer.
Okay.
Right. So there's 15 questions.
Yeah, can we make it? I'll be Mary.
What?
You can be Carl.
Don't confuse me any more than it takes. The quiz is guess the movie. So it's a description of something, something to do with the film, okay. And you've got to guess the film title.
Okay.
You ready? Right. Half fish, half woman trades vocal cords.
Carl.
Carl?
The mermaid.
Mary, the little mermaid.
Mary.
Well, I got a mermaid.
You gave her the answer, kind of. Keep score of your own points, by the way.
Thank you.
She's very competitive.
Yeah.
I wonder where she gets that from.
I don't know. Why don't you look at me?
Question number two. Friendly man tells his life story to strangers at a bus stop.
Yvette.
Go on.
Forrest Gump.
Yes. Innocent staff turned into kitchen and household furniture relying on...
Beauty and the Beast.
Yes, well done. Mm-hmm. Well anticipated.
Yeah, but you've got to remember there's a generation thing here. Lisa,
yeah, that's age. True. Question number four.
Excuses.
Go on. Oh, God, what's farted?
An elderly woman reminisces her past of falling in love...
Carl. The Ghost of Mrs. Muir.
Yvette. It is... The Notebook.
Mary. The Titanic.
Oh, bitch.
An elderly woman reminisces her past of falling in love on a tragic cruise liner.
Okay.
And that's the story. It's been 94 years and I can still smell the fresh semen.
Oh, God.
Question number 5. Divorced man dresses as a Scottish nanny to see his kids.
Yvette!
Carl.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, yes. You wee pop, isn't it? Yes. It's a drive-by fruiting. No. Oh. Next question, number 6. Vegas lounge singer hides in a convent after witnessing a murder.
Carl.
Yvette. I pressed the button before you even answered. Go on.
Whoopi Goldberg. Oh, fuck.
Yvette. Yvette.
No, you've got to give me a time.
Gosh, can't be out of time.
Sister Act.
Sister Act.
Yes.
I got that. Thank you.
So far in the quiz, Yvette has how many points?
2.
Carl has
1.
And Mary has
3.
Right, a boy in his 11th birthday gets
Mary.
Go on.
Harry. Yeah, Harry Potter.
No, I didn't get it. No, she didn't. She didn't skip that one apart.
I said Mary at Harry Potter.
She said Mary. She just said Harry Potter. Is he right or wrong?
No, because it's got a name. It's got a full title. I said Mermaid, and Little Mermaid. I got half of it.
Fine.
I
can't just say Harry Potter. No, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
No, you can't. You can't.
Yes, I
could have said Mermaid Carl again.
Carl makes the point. So
Mary,
Harry
Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
And the Philosopher's Stone.
Carl's getting the point.
What? You didn't see his name.
I'm just saying.
Question number 8. Old man pretends to make teenage boy do chores to teach him martial arts.
Carl.
Carl.
Bastard.
Karate kid.
Fuck you.
Question number 9. A child befriends an alien.
Mary.
E.T.
Well done.
An alien being whose only desire is to return to his native planet. Question number 10. Factory owner lures children into his candy.
Carl. Carl. I keep going, because I don't know what to say.
Your name.
I know.
Say
idiot.
My name.
I know.
I have no idea. I just said
Yvette.
It.
Yvette.
Okay.
Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Ooh, how many have I got now? 3.
Number 4.
3?
4.
4. Okay.
Question number 11. A guy dusts off an old lamp and meets a blue magical man who
Mary.
Gives it Mary.
Aladdin.
Correct, Amundo. Question number 12. Transported to a surreal world, a young girl kills the first person she meets and then teams up with 3
Mary.
Strangers
Carl.
To kill again.
Carl.
Mary.
Wizard of Oz.
Yes. Question 13. A family man contemplates ending it all until his guardian angel
Carl.
Shows up. Carl.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes, well done, Carl.
Good.
Bless you.
Bless you, Mary. So far, the scores are Yvette.
4.
Carl.
65.
6.
I only got 3, really.
Right. Question 14. Last 2 questions coming up.
Carl. Oh, hang on. Sorry.
Go on. What do you think?
And carry on.
Rage of the Lost Ark.
I could say now you're wallied and you can't get onto this one.
Yeah.
You're not. You're still in. A 1962 pleasantly plump teenager challenges Baltimore's TV history forever.
Mary.
Mary.
Oh, cunt. Oh, no.
That's not the name.
Come on, give it a go.
What?
A 1962 pleasantly plump teenager changes Baltimore's TV's history forever.
Oh, I know this.
Oh.
I know this. Wait.
You need to say your name if you think you know.
It's got Zac Efron in it.
I don't
Carl.
Know.
Carl.
Zac Efron in it. Oh, okay.
It is a musical and it's a fat woman and she's got cool hair. And Mary,
Carl.
Hairspray.
Carl. Hairspray.
Hairspray.
No, see?
You have to say your name.
Oh, you bastard.
Stop leaning on the freaking chair.
Question 15. Evil entity emerges from the sewer and preys on children.
Hey, it's me. I don't know my name.
You got that. You've got it.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, no.
Mary.
It.
Oh, I don't know.
I said Carl.
You just said Carl.
Carl.
You said Carl.
Yeah, but he got interrupted. He didn't finish.
I did, so I said Carl.
He did. It. He did say it.
It.
Well done. I've never watched that, so I don't know.
And at the end of the round, Yvette has...
3 or 4.
Carl has...
86.
And Mary has...
7.
And the winner is Carl Beatty!
Yay!
Congratulations.
So
see what you did there, Lisa?
I just,
think the rest of you should bow down into the glory of...
Yes, we should. Yes, absolutely. Amazing.
Thank you for the quiz. Keep them coming.
Lisa,
send more. Hello at anytimepodcast.com.
.com.
Now for a quick game of...
What's that noise? Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
Boom. Oh, here's the noise.
Right. It's so disgusting, all of us sitting around making rude noise sounds.
Miming wanking gestures.
Yeah.
Right.
Fucking ungrown up.
We are so pathetic.
Hello, Yvette, Glenn and Carl. I hope you are doing well. I'm not stuffed on balls and fingers, no, but we are stuffed on
French fancies.
Oh, Mary's got upset then. No. You took a French fancy, Mary, instinctively, you're hanging up.
When somebody else has one, I feel like I can have
one. Yeah, just fucking take
one. I've already had one.
I'm not going to have one.
Right,
go on.
Right. After the loss of our beautiful queen, our nation's grandmother, it would make me feel, it made me think of my own grandmother and the fun we had together, which brings me the mystery noise. Interesting. One of our favourite things to do together was bake, and as a little girl, use the hand whisk. The one which you turn the handle.
Yes.
Oh, to turn the handle and the whisk would move around. Is that what it is?
Oh, my God.
This is from Caroline Ashworth in Manchester.
Oh, Caroline, it's a no. But a great guess, though.
Gail in Derbyshire. Hello, you bunch of Fruit Loops. Is your mystery noise the sound of rolling up one of those retractable washing lines?
Nice. Good thinking.
That is a brilliant one, but it's wrong.
This comes from John Starr in the United States.
Oh, John.
Hello, John.
We love John.
Hey, you crazy people. Guess what's that noise? Is it a washer spinning out?
Good. But it's not right.
Good.
Sorry,
not
John.
Right. John's also been in touch for snore or fart, which of course sounds like this. Mary's looking around her when that was happening. Yeah. She's like, have I just done that?
Yeah. Wow.
Sorry, everybody. And John reckons that is the sound of a snore. As does Rob and Annie in Wolverhampton and Janine in St. Helens, where all the girls are big melons.
oh, my God.
Ken in Southport reckons it's a fart. Jill and Kerry say fart as well. They're in Colchester. Margaret in North Wales says fart, as does Bernadette in Rotherham fart. So,
right.
More going for fart.
What do you think it is, Mary? Do you know what it is?
No.
No, I just wondered if your dad had told you.
What, that the noise?
What it was, whether it was a snore
or
fart.
I think I know.
Oh, well, don't say.
Oh, have what is the mystery sound?
Well, I'm not telling you.
Can you please tell me?
No. I don't know what it is.
No. It's fabulous when you actually...
It's true.
It's shown and revealed to you.
Coming up next on the Anytime Podcast Show, dear listeners, after this short break, we'll be going for a live queef to be recorded on the show.
Oh, yeah, we're
this
going
is the
live.
First ever queef to be recorded on anything, isn't
we're
it?
We're not recorded, we're just going live.
Well, we're live, but obviously the people are listening to a recording, so but we're receiving the queef as
right.
It happens.
We're
getting,
right.
We are getting... anyway, it's coming up next. Stay with us.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome back to the moment you've all been waiting for.
Oh, yes. Stop the press news
people
of the
realize
world.
This is the first of its kind.
Yes.
Ever. This
ever.
Is a landmark moment.
I mean, bear in mind, media. If for those of you a certain age, you might remember an old Friday night TV show on Channel 4 called The Word. And they would do all kinds of weird shit like
this. I worked
this,
on that.
You? Did you really? Yeah.
Word.
Ding, yes. Ding, ding, ding. Best theme tune ever. And we're going to actually get somebody on the phone now who's going to do a queef for us live on the show.
Wants to remain anonymous.
Well, who wouldn't?
Yeah, absolutely. So, young lady, if you'd like to take it away, queef to your heart's content.
Well, say hello first, at least, so we know you're there.
Hello.
There you are.
Hello.
Just before you do a queef, can I just ask, is this something you've always been able to do?
Yes.
Right, okay. And is this your party piece then?
Yeah.
Which parties do you do this at? Asking for a friend.
Children's.
Expecting that answer.
Okay, so shall we try a variation? Do you want to try queef number one?
Wow.
That was a juicy.
Wow. Oh my god. Okay, if
are
you want to
error, have you kind of exploded?
Yeah.
Okay. And wow. We can hear you sucking in the air. Can you hear that?
Before you... Which end are you sucking the air in?
Yeah.
I think that answers that question.
Let's try a different variety, perhaps a different sound. Queef number two.
This is my favourite thing ever.
This is what listeners want, everyone. Okay. This will get us awards. Hello, British Podcast Awards. Vote for the Anytime Podcast.
Yeah. And finally, if you want to try and give us the best one that you can, queef number three.
I think you're in. I think you're out of steam.
That was a full stop. No, that was a full stop.
There were more. One. You guys just didn't hear them all.
Oh, really?
Really?
Is there any more in there?
It came out when I was laughing.
Do you want to try intermittent?
What, Morse code?
Yeah. Go on.
SOS.
Yeah. Oh my god! You deserve an award! Should we give this anonymous queefer a round of applause?
Incredible! Amazing!
See, now, I think we should call, and I think the Anytime Podcast audience should call for queefing to be an Olympic sport.
Oh, absolutely. And our lady there would definitely win a gold medal.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Can you queef or fart on demand like this? If you want to be, you can remain anonymous, and then want to be on the show, then please let us know at hello@anytimepodcast.com.
That's
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Oh, that was the funniest thing ever.
Thank you very much, Anonymous Queefer.
Thank you, Anonymous Queefer.
You're welcome. Bye.
That's incredible.
Those were amazing.
Mm. Yeah, but when do you find out you can do it? Is it an accident first? Or you, oh, hang on, I can do that again.
One friend of mine found out when she was doing what you call them wall squats.
Yeah.
And you squat, and then you go on your back, and you put your legs up against the wall, and you lift your back up.
Yeah.
So your all of your back's kind of your kind of.
L-shaped?
Yeah. L-shaped, yeah, mm-hmm. With your backs up and you spread your legs.
Oh, right, and the noise came out.
And the noise came out, and then she realised that if she did it again, she could just do it on demand, and then from there on, she realised
that was it. Wow. I only did it once. Queef I had to do in a dressage session on the horse.
Oh, right.
And I told you about this, walked into the kitchen, and my mum
threw her off the horse.
Maybe that's why that big horse threw me off that time.
Well, he was afraid of a queef.
Well, no, maybe it felt one. Oh, maybe I wasn't aware of it.
The power of the queef.
The power of the queef.
That's a film to be.
See, I tell you what, if I ever write my autobiography,
Power of the Queef.
The power of the queef.
It's a great title for one. Anyway, moving on from queef.
Yes, I could hear the sound of a vehicle driving on the driveway.
Now, is he going to appear today? Has he been released from the pier?
There have been quite a few sightings of him.
Yeah, I believe so. That's going to be interesting. Yeah, so, fingers crossed we'll find out what happens when somebody walks through the door in a minute.
I hope he's good.
I'm just going to go and see if Diddy's okay.
All right, then. Good luck. Have a nice chat with him whilst you're there.
Yeah.
And fingers crossed we'll have a bit of Reg on the return now. Let's play a Reg jingle, shall we?
Oh, yes, go on. Well,
bless my soul, what's wrong with me? Why does a man keep bothering me? I can't get a peace in heaven above when he says, shut the fuck up, Reg.
Hey,
listen, I can't do this. Hey,
hold
he's
my
got some castanets with him.
Oh, my goodness,
look at
the sombrero.
Yeah. Sombrero?
Oh, my goodness.
A straw donkey under his arm.
He's very, very brown-orange, brown-orange.
Brown than orange this time, actually.
No, it's been hell, I've escaped.
Do you want to take your sunglasses off, Donnie, so we can see your face properly?
I'm fine. They hide my black eyes. I was in a psychic slavery thing.
Right.
I was. But I was free. I got out.
You did.
I was at the ends of a pier. I knew my life was in danger. I couldn't take another one of those Chardonnays. No, they were all horrible. And do you know what? With the Rioja. They never let it breathe.
No. Oh. Did they not?
Straight out of the bottle into a glass.
That's outrageous.
I wasn't having that. I knew this was going to end me.
Did you find out which pier it was?
All I know, Yvette, is one day I'd had enough. I'd stolen a nail file from the lady that was doing me nails and me pedicure, right? And I'd been working day and night on those chains that wrapped around my legs.
Had you been working day and night?
I'd been working day and night. working day and night.
They got you working day and night.
They got me working day and night.
Must have been like a sweatshop.
It was.
Well, it was awful.
But I got out and I saw my time. My time was about to come. I knew I could escape. I knew my fans out there would help me out.
And were they all there?
As soon as I looked out of that little tent at the end of the pier.
Yeah? Which pier was it, by the way?
I don't know.
He doesn't know.
We got the police, the CIA, the MI5. They're all working, looking into it. I did my chance. I run.
Did you run?
I run. And I ran.
Did you run?
Straight off the pier.
Straight off the pier,
into the water.
Did you?
Yeah, and I swam, and I swam, and I swam, and I swam. I swam. What did I do?
I swam.
But you know what?
What?
I couldn't pick up where I was. I didn't know where I was. I kept saying, spare me, help me, spare me. Tell me where I am. Come to me, spare me, tell me where I am. Nothing. Then I realised I still had my milk bottle top hat on.
Well, that's going to stop all your psychic emanations.
So I took that off and it all came clear.
Did it?
Yeah. I carried on swimming. Spare me was telling me sunshine is this way. And this little man, I heard this little man going, is that you, Reg? Reg, is that you? I thought, hey, I've been swimming for days.
Had you?
Swimming for days. Is that you, Reg? I said, yeah, it is. Because it was.
It was, right, yeah.
You don't know because you weren't there.
No.
So you wouldn't know.
No.
But I was, and I swam, to him, and he came along in this big boat.
Was it Diddy?
Peddling he was.
Oh.
He's
a pedlo.
That's not his name. That was his brother.
Right.
Okay. And he said, Reg, we've been looking all over for you. Come to me and I'll get you in. So we went in. I was in Spain.
Wow.
You were a peer in Spain. I swam to Spain. Oh, my God.
Wow.
So I got there. I got on the beach. And, you know, I went to the hospital and got me myself sorted.
Yes.
And got chlamydia.
Oh, right. Dear.
Got chlamydia.
She's nice.
Yeah, she was a nice girl. Yeah. Nice girl. She gave me syphilis.
Did she? Oh, what was he like?
He was great. He gave me gonorrhea.
Is that what you Spanish thought? You were swimming against the tide. I'm a gonorrhea.
No, I was picking the scabs and itching my eyes. That's what I got.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And anyway, I was there and I had a nice time, you know, getting over the trauma of being kidnapped. And you know, it was only the love of the fans here in the UK that got me through it.
Right.
Right. But you've got a great suntan for it and some souvenirs of a trip to Spain.
And very
Spain.
Short nails. It manicured
may,
to perfection.
Look that way, but I went through hell to get this.
Sounds it sounds like with a Chardonnay.
Yeah.
No, on... Fucking cocked Rioja.
Well,
we know what that's
and you know
like.
What? That's a nightmare, isn't it?
The final straw for me was when the Kai came in and I had some fish and
when
I said,
the Kaiser
I
came
yeah,
in.
The Kaiser came in. So that's why I thought I might have been in Germany.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
And he came, he was dead, of course, because he came in psychically. Yeah. And I said to him, tell those fuckers I want some white wine. They came in with some blue nun.
Oh, blue nun.
What a treat.
So I said, I'm not having that. And it was that and the Rioja not being room temperature that made me go, I've got to get escape this hell.
Well, when you were in Spain then, because I have to say, me and Mary clocked it straight away. You look very, very brown. Suntan, you look very, very well.
I've been in hospital, Yvette. I've not been on the beach.
Well, I know, but you've got a lovely Hawaiian shirt on. You're wearing your flip-flops.
I've got a lovely sombrero.
And what's the, and with the
when
castanets,
I was there,
the
when castanets. I was there, I was attacked psychically on the streets. And I was rolling around because the spirits of Costa del
Sol?
No.
Mare?
Costa del. No.
Blanca?
No.
Costa del Shite?
No.
Costa
What's
del Monte?
Really shitty place in Wales. Not Lanzarote.
Rill?
I was in Costa del Rill.
Right.
And they got me. And I had to fight the spirits off. So I dirtied my clothes, so they gave me this.
Right.
Okay. And then they flew me back.
Right.
But some little fucking kid on the plane was making a noise, so I had to tell him to shut the fuck up.
No, you wouldn't do that to a small child on a plane, would you?
It wasn't me with my cough medicine.
Right, I
was on time. I had a glass of wine because you was to calm me down. My nerves, calm me down.
Right, I see.
Where did you get the sombrero from?
That was from a well-wisher when I got to the airport. They realised I may get some... cold breeze from the weather here.
Right, and they wanted
so
to keep
I
warm.
Needed to keep my hair warm. So they gave me their sombrero from their holiday.
Right, nice. Very nice. Very, very
well,
nice.
It's good, good to know that you're well and you've got through a difficult time.
And you're back,
I am sensing that you don't believe me.
Not at all.
We believe you.
No,
100%.
We believe everything you say, Rich.
It's
always.
Great to have you back. You look really well. It's a shame you can't take your glasses off.
No, you know what?
Yeah.
I fucking had this. I'm going to take my maracas.
You mean castanets?
And my castanets.
What are you going to do with them?
And I'm going to go with Dizzy because you... disgust me.
Why? What have we done?
We didn't talk about you before you were here, is
it? I come here. You've jibed. I'm psychic. I'm getting from you. Oh, I didn't win the quiz. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. But it's horrible. It's an horrible sight. Oh, don't sneeze on a minge. Don't sneeze on me. What's that?
I don't know.
And you, Glenn, yes. I'm disappointed in you.
What have I done?
What you did last week.
What did I do?
Sexually.
What?
With one of your dogs.
Really, Glenn?
And you?
No, not at all.
You're nothing. Nothing but a...
Here he comes.
Oh my
well, Rush, I think you better leave.
Yeah, I would if I were you. before I put this spoon where the sun don't shine. Yeah, all right, Reg. Goodbye. Yes, all right, love.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh God, I'm exhausted.
What a mood he was in.
I'm exhausted.
What did you say he was really upset?
Oh, I can't even tell you. He accused us all of being, like we were saying, that he'd made it all up, that he'd never been kidnapped.
Yeah.
Well, of course he'd been kidnapped.
Well, that looks like he's been on holiday for the last 3 weeks. Yes.
I was talking to Diddy, apparently.
And you believe that?
A monumentous swim from some pier somewhere in the UK. Right the way over to Spain.
Last time he swam, it was in his pyjamas at the local swimming bath pool when he was a kid.
Sorry, the sombrero, the tan, everything, the sunglasses, the mirrored shades.
If there's one thing he did get right, and that's the fact that we don't believe him.
This is very true. Yeah. But it's always a pleasure to see him. He always makes me laugh in a kind of frightened way.
Yes.
And I feel like a rabbit in the headlights. I just swear that? I went, kin. I didn't say,
you
can
never,
well, I'm
you
a
never swear,
well, I know, I'm a children's author.
And you are. She's a children's
author. And on that note,
it's time
for bed. Email Zebedee at hello@anytimepodcast.com. We love you all. Have a fabulous, fabulous week. And we'll see you next time on the Anytime Podcast.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.